Well, I asked my family at the dinner table last night if they could name the most common surgery in the United States. Unfortunately, I'm married to a medical person, so we had the right answer. It is the cesarean section. Nearly 1 in 3 of all U.S. births are now done by C-section. The number of C-section has risen since 1996 dramatically. Why? A new study suggests a number of reasons: increased use of drugs to induce labor, and then the reluctance to let women who have previously given birth by cesarean to try a vaginal birth. But to give us more insight, we have with us today Dr. Randy Hutter Epstein, managing editor of the Yale Journal of Humanities and Medicine, and author of Get Me Out, A History of Childbirth, From the Garden of Eden to the Sperm Bank. Good morning, Randy.
Hi, good morning.
And also Dr. Mitchell Maiman, chair of the OBGYN department at the University of Staten Island Hospital in New York. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Doctors, we started this conversation with our listeners, and they, not surprisingly, had a lot to say. Let me give you a couple of their responses. A listener in New York texted us, "I define natural childbirth as the one that's not scheduled around your MD's golf schedule." And we heard it from this listener as well.
This is Lynn Golden from Arizona, and I have experienced both a vaginal birth and a C-section. The first one almost killed me, literally, hence the second one. Are you implying that getting a child out of your body should only be achieved in one way? In many cases, C-section is not only desirable, it is necessary.
And let me ask you, Dr. Epstein, how necessary are all these C-sections? What is the causes behind this dramatic rise?
You know, the truth of the matter is we can't pinpoint a precise number. The World Health Organization says that the average number, that the right goal should be 15%. You know, we're at 1 in 3. But a lot of doctors feel that you can't even say 15% is a right number. Some women, she's right, some women do need C-sections. It's hard to believe, though, that right now that 1 in 3 women are unfit to give birth vaginally. That's the problem we're facing now.
And Dr. Maiman, oftentimes, as we understand, when a doctor informs a mother that she has to give medically, it has to give birth by C-section, it's not necessarily true.
Well, certainly, even if the woman has had a previous C-section, we can offer vaginal birth after C-section. And the success rate for that is very high, 70%. But since so few women and doctors try it in the country, it only happens about 8% of the time.
Well, is it safer to give birth by C-section than it is to give birth vaginally?
You know, it's very much safer for the mother. There's no question about it. With each C-section, the increased rate of morbidity and mortality, which is maternal death, increases dramatically. So it is much safer for the mother.
And yet you in your hospital, you're trying to cut down on the number of C-sections. Why?
Well, at my hospital, our C-section rate is 23%. So we're not quite at that 15%, but it's still dramatically lower. And we have very strict protocols about restricting the number of inductions. We only allow a woman to be induced if there's a true medical indication.
Well, Dr. Epstein, let me ask you, how does the United States compare with the rest of the world? I mean, can we look at other nations and say, look, this is a healthy amount? Is that the 15% is borne out?
Well, no, you know, I mean, one thing a lot of the doctors are saying now is, you know, we can't really compare in order to get to say we're doing better, let's say, than Brazil. The rates are 70%. Some hospitals apparently are up to 100%. But the fact that we're better than Brazil, I don't think that we should feel good about that. China now is 60%. And then a lot of European companies hover around 20%. But still, I think the issue really isn't so much how we rate worldwide, but really looking at this 1 in 3 rate that just sounds way too high.
Well, doctors, respond to what this listener suggested, that there is a temptation, implicitly or not, to schedule C-sections because you have total control over the situation, and that maybe there are C-sections that are scheduled around doctors' access to the OR. Dr. Maiman?
No question that for an OBGYN doctor, a C-section takes 30 minutes, and if you have a vaginal delivery, the doctor could be in the hospital for 24 hours and then be up all night and not be able to work the next day. So from a business point of view, it is definitely more convenient. But another factor that must be mentioned is medical malpractice. OBGYNs pay $175,000 premiums in New York State, and they are forced to practice defensively because of the overwhelming problem of medical malpractice. And when you practice defensively, you wind up doing more C-sections in the name of the baby.
Well, let me ask you just in a minute. We talked about how C-sections are much safer for the mother. Is there a difference in outcomes for the children when they're given birth vaginally as opposed to C-sections?
Well, actually, there are studies now that show that if you compare an elective C-section to a vaginal delivery, it's even safer for the baby, and the babies wind up with less respiratory problems and less admissions to the intensive care unit.
Because they've passed the birth canal, removing some of the stuff from their respiratory system.
Because they're more stressed. So medical malpractice lawsuits, which are always in the name of the baby, don't necessarily mean that C-sections are safer for the baby.
Dr. Epstein, let me ask you, why do we have sketchy research on this? This seems to me, I mean, there's so many births. This is the number one most common surgery in the United States. Shouldn't we know at this point? Shouldn't we have guidelines on this is when you should do a C-section for the most part, this is when you don't?
It's very tricky to predict. I mean, that's the scary part for an OBGYN when they are helping a woman deliver. Some of these things are very difficult to predict, and some C-sections are necessary. But in order to try to figure out the reason why there is a C-section, I don't think if you surveyed doctors, they are going to say, well, I was afraid of a lawsuit. So that's why a lot of these things are very hard to figure out exactly what the reason is.
And Dr. Maiman, as you strive to bring down the number of C-sections in your hospital, is there a reason beyond just getting it closer to that 15%? I mean, the 15% can't be an arbitrary number for you. They must have other reasons.
Well, the individual labor and delivery units and hospital policies vary tremendously with each hospital, absolutely tremendously. And unless you're committed to achieving a better vaginal delivery rate, the rates will continue to skyrocket for C-section.
Dr. Mitchell Maiman is chairman of the Department of OBGYN at Staten Island University Hospital, and Dr. Randy Hutter Epstein is managing editor of the Yale Journal of Humanities.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.